There is a partisan fight looming in the legislature over changes that could make it harder for groups to use Maine's citizen initiative process to pass new laws. At the same time, bipartisan support is emerging to crack down on aggressive tactics used to get on the ballot. As Steve Missler reports, lawmakers weighing new reforms must strike a tricky balance between policing fraud and protecting political speech.
Former Republican State Senator David Trahan has been involved in nearly a dozen ballot initiatives. And Trahan supports the citizen initiative process. But he says,
it's like the Wild West. You guys need to get this under control.
Trahan's talking specifically about paid circulators, the hired guns used to gather signatures needed to put a proposal on the ballot. He was testifying Wednesday in support of a bill that would change the Maine Constitution and prohibit the practice. Paid circulators earn between $3 and $10 per signature, sometimes more depending on the campaign. And it's become a bit of an underground industry in the 26 states that allow citizen-initiated laws. There are Facebook forums in which circulators from across the country talk openly about compensation, benefits, even flight and hotel suggestions. But Trahan and others believe the financial incentive to collect signatures has created an atmosphere ripe for fraud and mayhem in the public squares and Walmart parking lots where the circulators go to solicit.
I've seen fist fights, people fighting over petitions, paid circulators. I've seen them break into each other's cars and steal petitions. I've seen every possible thing you can imagine going on.
Trahan is not alone in this assessment. Lawmakers, campaign workers, and observers have routinely complained about fraud and aggressive tactics by paid signature gatherers. The issue rose to prominence last year when the sister of a controversial gambling impresario launched an unorthodox campaign to install a casino in southern Maine. It was a $2.5 million effort that drew complaints of aggressive tactics from the public and claims by some out-of-state circulators that they were stiffed by the campaign. The campaign's bid last year was disqualified by state election officials for a host of irregularities discovered in the petitions collected, but it has since spent another $1 million and has qualified for this November's ballot. There's bipartisan support for a crackdown and to ban paid circulators altogether. There's just one problem, the First Amendment. It protects free speech and political speech. And nearly 20 years ago, a Maine district court ruled that political speech allows campaigns to pay people to circulate petitions. In doing so, it struck down a 1993 law that prohibited the practice.
I'm very familiar with this. I was a witness for the state and got grilled by the district court judge.
Julie Flynn is the Deputy Secretary of State. She attempted to defend the 1993 law in court. But she says the court wasn't convinced that fraud was a problem in Maine's citizen initiative process, nor did it buy the argument that fraud is more pervasive in campaigns that use paid circulators. At Wednesday's hearing, Flynn told lawmakers that she believes that it can be.
Intuitively, I agree with you. I believe it. I believe that it is more incentive, but we have a problem with demonstrating it to the court.
And so the tension continues, says the Democratic co-chairman of the Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee.
That's what we've always struggled with the citizen initiative, is that, you know, you want to put measures in place to protect it, but you can't do anything that would impinge on anybody's First Amendment rights.
Representative Louis Lucchini says he and GOP co-chairman Senator Garrett Mason are discussing the creation of a work group to prevent fraud and reform the process. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.